This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug, developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
This is some real serious stuff here. I mean, there's no electronics or anything in this. Okay, this is based upon the way the thing is designed. It has certain layers in there where there's nothing, just a vacuum, some sort of a gas vacuum, and I'll tell you about that later. And then there's other elements in other layers that are sort of, they siphon off the heat. It really was made by a rocket scientist. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Way too many anti-gun doctors use their status as a physician to lend some gravitas to their gun-grabbing diatribe. They may even be motivated by their profession to try and stamp out the scourge of gun violence. Regular Batman, you know, must go out there and fight the crime. I disagree with them. I argue it's often none of their business except as a private citizen, but that's neither here nor there. What is, however, is when a doctor writing in a medical journal advocates for measures his own research says are useless. That's fun. That's just funny. And here we go to Dr. Garen Wintemute. His latest contribution to the prevention of firearm violence comes in the form of a perspective column published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Wintemute, as you may recall, is the director of the UC Davis Violence Prevention Research Program and the UC Firearm Violence Research Center. He proposes a two-pronged solution to stop mass shootings. The solution, according to Dr. Wintemute, so-called comprehensive background checks and emergency protective orders, which allow courts to have firearms removed temporarily from people who pose an imminent hazard to others or themselves but are not members of a prohibited class. Wintemute begins with a list of six mass shootings, the perpetrators of which all passed background checks. They were missed or ignored signs in some of these cases and evidence of systemic institutional failure in others, including opportunities to have the perpetrators involuntarily committed before their actions. Now, Wintemute acknowledges that his own research found no evidence of an association between the repeal of comprehensive background check policies and firearm homicide and suicide rates in Indiana and Tennessee. So, to be more blunt, the comprehensive background check laws didn't affect relevant homicides. But his own research didn't stop Wintemute from pressing forward with his agenda. He said, but the findings do not support a conclusion that background check requirements are fundamentally ineffective. Now, it's possible that Garen there merely conflates comprehensive background checks with something else, such as deeper background checks. If he's using the term, it's on him to use it correctly, especially when his research says that things using that particular term didn't work. And I'm not buying it. I think Wintemute knew what a comprehensive background check was and knew what his research said. He just didn't care. The problem is that far too often gun control policies are not pushed based on facts, but feeling. stealing. They think guns are easy to get, so they want to make it harder for people to get them. It doesn't matter that criminals get them through extra legal means, such as purchasing them fraudulently or buying them on the black market. What matters is that they're going to feel a little better. So in other words, gun control laws are little more than their security blankets. They're pacifiers to help the anti-gun children sleep a little better at night. After all, if it were about actually reducing crime, then Wintermute would have taken a step back and recognized he was advocating for a policy initiative that has been tried and had failed, since that's what his research illustrated. Instead, he decided to double down. And why would he do that unless it was for some reason other than saving lives? Coming out of Washington State, the I-1639 initiative seems to be getting some traction. And you've got numerous local governments passing their own versions ahead of the vote. And this may create the appearance of momentum, but the gun rights activists are known, they're in there, they're going at it hard. Alan Gottlieb, they took four bills that went to the legislature and didn't pass, combined them all together and added a bunch of other stuff, so it became this omnibus anti-guns bill. What this is they want to raise the age to purchase semi-automatic assault weapons, or semi-automatic rifles as I call them, to 21. They want to create enhanced background checks for purchasing these weapons, and they're going to include additional safe storage rules. So for Alan and many of the gun rights activists, I-1639 would potentially undermine the ability for basic self-defense, making it easier for gun owners to break the law while becoming more vulnerable to actual criminals. Alan said it criminalizes self-defense. You have to have your firearm stored in a way that you may not have access to them when you need it, and if you don't, you can become a criminal. Not only that, but the criminal penalties become even more severe if somebody were to come into your house, steal your gun, and use it in a crime. It makes you a criminal, so you get victimized twice, first by the criminal that stole your gun, and then by the state of Washington afterwards. In addition to storage law, Gottlieb is against. And let me tell you about storage law. There's only one way to enforce storage law, okay? The only way to enforce storage law is to come into your house and see where everything is stored. And this can't be something where they send you a, you know, a nice little card in the mail saying, listen, just so you know, we're going to be coming to your house and checking out your gun storage. So please have that all in order. This would not be the way they push that. No, this that they're not going to give you they're not going to give you the chance to put your guns up. I have no guns put up. My guns, I had an instance today where I had somebody in the house to do something, and it's a local utility internet company here, and the guy was about to tear apart my whole internet setup, which, by the way, sends this show to Genesis Communications. I already have enough trouble with it without them doing it on purpose, so I told him to cease his operation and get out of my house. And he looked at me for a minute, and he thought he should make a phone call to find out if it was okay if he left my house. Now, at that moment, that's when I began to have a little red flag flashing in my face. I just told this guy to get out, and he's not leaving. Why isn't he leaving? Now, I have no illusions. I don't think I have a target on my back or anything else. But what dude didn't understand is where we were standing, I could have just swept one arm one way, and that would have changed the whole complexion of our discussion. And that's why I don't have any guns put up. I have them where I need them. In Washington State, I wouldn't be allowed to do that. I'd become a criminal. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out. I 1639 Washington State, get out there and do something about that, you crazy people. Don't let that happen to you. Do not let that happen to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnouts, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnouts Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout,
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Yeah, this is another level of technology here. This is Star Trek technology. All designed to keep your cup of coffee exactly where you want it, on that drive, or however long you keep that cup of coffee in that cup. But the thing is, it's going to be like the porridge. I don't know. Anyway, just right, you know. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. Aurora movie theater shooter James Holmes was in treatment for schizophrenia when he opened fire and killed 12 people. Newtown school shooter Adam Lanza struggled with basic emotions, and I had never heard this before, but he, as a child, he wrote a disturbing short story about a grandma who wanted to taxidermy a little boy and place on her mantle, kill and stuff a little boy. He later killed 28 people, so it doesn't seem like a stretch to claim that many of America's most notorious mass shooters suffer from some severe mental illness, and that perhaps with a little more oversight, we could have stopped them from accessing weapons. Fear not, California legislators apparently agree. Governor Jerry Brown signed AB 1968 into law on Friday, a gun control legislation that would ban any Californian twice hospitalized in a given year for mental illness in suspicion of harm to themselves or others from buying a gun for the rest of his life.
Wow.
We should be taking note, since this might be a new piecemeal strategy in play, increasingly used by the left to restrict gun rights under the guise of safety and surface-level logic. This was introduced by Democratic Assemblyman Evan Lowe, who said people at risk of harming themselves or others should not have easy access to weapons, or firearms rather, and that research shows that suicide with a firearm is the most common and by far the most lethal suicide method. Okay, his stated concern about suicide is fair and shared by many, but the ban he has instituted will inadvertently and fallaciously link mentally ill people with mass shooters. Groups many in the general public already conflate. It's a little bit like saying, you know, I don't ever say that all Muslims are terrorists. It's just that all Islamic terrorists seem to be Muslim. Okay, that has nothing to say. That says nothing about the group themselves. All right. So all of the mass shooters, all the rampage killers, yes, they have mental illness. But everybody with mental illness is not a rampage killer. Now, according to Pew, 89% of Americans agree that people with mental illnesses shouldn't be allowed to purchase firearms. But unfortunately, gun bans like California with a K's will strip away the rights of millions of Americans and isn't going to do anything to make anybody safer. This new legislation should not be heralded as an example of forward-thinking common sense policy because it's anything but that. Although the bill will only ban those who have been hospitalized for mental illness, there's still an unreasonable standard. Common antidepressants like Prozac or Cymbalta can cause or exacerbate suicidal thoughts that might require someone to be hospitalized. If you take Chantix to try to quit smoking, you might get suicidal thoughts. You know, if you're trying to quit smoking. So, and the danger that people that fall into this category, the danger that they pose is only temporary and usually is not directed toward others. And Californians who then seek hospitalization to treat their malady should not be stripped of their Second Amendment rights for life just because they've taken necessary precautions to keep themselves safe as their minds are addled with unpredictable side effects and macabre thoughts. And being hospitalized for a mental health issue isn't necessarily linked to violence. And conflating the two of these things is foolish. So if you consider that 1 in 6 people nationwide take some form of psychiatric drug, that's roughly 15% of Americans who could be deprived of their Second Amendment rights, depending on how loosely we define mental illness in a future iteration of gun bans, especially if one were pursued on a federal level. Who's to say such a policy will remain narrow in scope and sparingly enforced? Now, established California law already bars hospitalized mentally ill people from purchasing a gun for 5 years post-admittance. And surely that current law is sufficiently cautious that there's no need to limit self-defense for life. But for firearm enthusiasts like sports hunters, could California's new stringent policy be a deterrent from seeking mental health help? This kind of thing will disincentivize some people from pursuing treatment for a very real psychological condition, which should not go unaddressed. This kind of stuff doesn't get better with age. And the notion that mental health status alone is enough to justify restriction of gun rights is appalling, because most people with mental illnesses aren't actually dangerous. They're just an easy presumed culprit to fixate on. Even the ACLU, which often, you know, they often oppose gun control measures that restrict which type of person purchases guns. So generally speaking, they deem laws that regulate or restrict particular types of guns or ammunition, regardless of the purchaser, as permissible. But regulations which restrict categories of purchasers, well, that's a problem. Permanently stripping Californians of their Second Amendment rights for seeking mental health support isn't consistent with that ostensibly progressive value of protecting civil liberties for the vulnerable. But AB 1968, like so much of the leftist-backed legislation, started with good intentions, and it's going to create harmful outcomes that woefully undermine basic constitutional principles. We must do a whole lot better to protect all people from gun violence, but we shouldn't do so by subjugating people who are mentally ill. We really shouldn't. This is one of these things where, you know, they're making a bogeyman out of somebody that isn't a bogeyman. I mean, okay, I've seen Halloween, and I know Michael Myers was a, you know, mental health hospital patient that got away, and he was a bad guy and everything else, but that's not the really real world. All the ones that are out there doing the rampage killing have never been hospitalized. There's the real world. There's the real world. So, goodness gracious. California with a K. They just never, there's never, never an end in sight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Council Bluffs, Iowa for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. Before leaving Washington, the president discussed one of the names that we've been hearing who might replace Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. That name is Dina Powell. President Trump addressed Powell and if she would be a good pick.
Dina is certainly a person I would consider, and she is under consideration. We have actually many names. And, you know, Nikki has been great. Nikki's going to be working along with us. and helping us with the choice. Plus, he's going to help us with 2020.
Florida Governor Rick Scott said some 100 Florida Highway Patrol troopers would be deployed across the state's Big Bend and Panhandle area ahead of Hurricane Michael. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham has more on the hurricane.
This is a swath of winds that will make its way on land. And some of those, you're looking at those storm bands, they're going to be there even tonight. So
you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
All kinds of science, all kinds of science, all involved in that perfect cup of coffee. And let me tell you, a perfect cup of coffee goes a long way to making your day a good day. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. The Senate confirmation process is dented. A lot of damage done to this by the Democrats. And so, also, there's been damage done to the very decency that has symbolized our constitutional republic with this reprehensible 11th hour smear campaign against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That tactic employed by the Democrats in the Senate of the ends justifying the means and the politics of personal destruction, all of that failed. And millions of reasonable, hardworking American taxpayers have now had their eyes open to the chaos that the left has in store for our country if they take over the House of Representatives this November. Trump, as usual, has his finger on the pulse of the people with these two recent tweets. The harsh and unfair treatment of Judge Brett Kavanaugh is having an incredible upward impact on voters. The people get it far better than the politicians. Most importantly, this great life cannot be ruined by mean and despicable Democrats and totally uncorroborated allegations. Then he's put out, you don't hand matches to an arsonist and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob. Democrats have become too extreme and too dangerous to govern. Republicans believe in the rule of law, not the rule of the mob. Vote Republican. The Democrat-led Kavanaugh destruction campaign has reactivated the 2016 Trump coalition and injected it with get-out-the-vote steroids, straight in the glutamus maximus. It's a wonderful thing to see. A wonderful thing to see. A recent NPR poll, and you know how I feel about them, that in July there was a 10-point gap between the number of Democrats and Republicans saying the November elections were very important. Now that's down to 2 points, a statistical tie. There's an army of American patriots poised to send yet another message to the leftist swamp creatures poisoning the halls of Congress with their venom. Welcome now, and behold the Brett Kavanaugh effect, because it has been set in motion. The American people now know that Trump derangement syndrome is real and has taken over the thought process on the left. And because of their hatred, the leaders of the anti-Trump movement are making strategic mistakes. And this decision to smear Justice Kavanaugh is exhibit one. This was a disastrous political move, and it has united the Trump voters and has united the Republicans and the establishment Republicans and the independents at the worst possible time for the unhinged Democrat machine. This shameful saga has exposed the central tenet of their platform for 2018, which is quite simply chaos. The Democrat Party is officially the party of chaos, and its leaders are hoping the American people aren't paying too close of an attention. But you are, aren't you? But they made another tactical blunder by showing their hand over the past 2 weeks. If given majority status, the angry mob led by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Maxine Waters could begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump and Justice Kavanaugh, all based on mob rule. The new McCarthyism being promulgated by the radical leftists marks a dangerous time now for our American Republic. Historically, the norms and the conventional wisdom would say that the Republicans are likely to lose seats in Congress because the party in power loses seats in a president's first midterm election. But this is a different midterm election, unlike any other that's ever been, just simply because of all of this animus that's going on. We've never had a political phenomenon like Donald Trump in the White House, and we've never seen a thoroughly crazed resistance trying to destroy a president and everyone around him at any and all costs. These Democrats would do harm to their own country, to their own party, to their own countrymen, if it meant taking down Trump in the process, because it's Trump. And because of the Kavanaugh hearings, the American people now fully understand what's at stake. And so the Democrats are offering the American people chaos, and President Trump and the Republicans, by contrast, are offering more hope and growth and prosperity. The Washington Post recently reported that there's reason to be optimistic. They wrote, the Fed is predicting that unemployment will remain below 4% through 2020 and that inflation will stay low around 2% during that time. This has never happened in modern U.S. history. And the good news keeps on rolling. The beat goes on. We've recently learned that our national unemployment rate fell again this time to a 49-year low of 3.7%. The last time that was that low, astronauts Pete Conrad, Alan Bean, and Richard Gordon had just returned from the moon on the Apollo 12 mission. To give you a point of reference in time. But the crazed Democrats are determined to stop this economic boom by raising taxes and bringing back all the job-killing regulations from the Obama era. And America, do you really want that? Is that something you really want to see happen? We can't allow that. We shouldn't allow that. In a month, this 2016 coalition needs to stand up yet again, join together and vote against the chaos and the rage that has taken over the Democratic Party. And we have to have a record turnout in the coming midterm election in favor of the leadership that is busy making America great again. I fully believe this can happen. I'm very optimistic about America. My only problem is that, you know, I only speak for myself. But I would hope that you would take the time to come and join me and continue to enjoy the winning. We shouldn't really get tired of the winning. The winning is fun. Getting out there and making things better is fun. And I enjoy the winning a lot. And I still like saying Justice Brett Kavanaugh. I don't know the guy. I'm never going to meet the guy. The guy deserved to win because he did everything right. He lived the decent life. He had, okay, sure, he had the youthful stuff that happened. It happens to everybody. Anybody that's not doing it right now, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are. Maybe today, I don't know. But Justice Brett Kavanaugh, it is indeed sweet. Do you hear that? Excuse me. I've been fighting that for 5 minutes, so I'm sorry I had to let that go. Coming up on the last break of the hour, and when we get back, we'll continue on with the rant, if you will. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout. Well, how come that didn't activate? Oh, goodness. All right. Try that again.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. This is technology of a higher order. It's like Vulcan technology. Go check them out, burnoutmugs.com. I know everybody starts their day out with a cup of coffee. This is part of the gun-carrying lifestyle. Speaking of the gun-carrying lifestyle, I saw this the other day on social media, and I really wish I had said it. And it was basically, personal defense begins in your head and not your holster, which is very, 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 very true. I didn't say it, and I don't remember who to say said it. But whoever said it, you got it right. That says a whole lot about what it takes to stay safe in today's world. With what I do, with the people that write about guns and everything else, we spend a lot of our time talking about a defensive firearm. And the firearm is a big part of the personal defense picture, but they are in truth, they're really just a part of the bigger picture. All too often, we find people who, having decided that their personal defense is important, they go to the gun store, they buy a gun and some ammo and figure they are good to go. Some of them may actually be on their way to their concealed carry permit class. So it doesn't really, you know. But that is, you know, that's day one. Many of them haven't ever considered that a firearm is not much use without the ability to use it accurately and safely and wisely. They are often the ones who will intimate that the mere presence of a gun will often stop criminal attacks. And they're less vocal when considering the times when it won't, and a person has to shoot quickly and accurately in order to save lives. I apologize for my deteriorating voice. It's just getting to me. Purchase of that gun is also not much use when a person has to be in areas that they cannot legally be armed. And I, you know, I'm one of those, and I've heard lots of people say that, hey, you know, I just simply stay away from those places. And that causes me to wonder how a person can successfully avoid being in courthouses and schools and airports, some churches and places that serve alcohol, and businesses or workplaces that prohibit firearms. Well, yes, for those, yes. But, you know, like for me, I haven't been to a courthouse in a long time. I haven't been in a school in a long time. When I go to an airport, I don't carry a gun. That's just all there is to it. Church, if I'm in church, I'm carrying a gun. Here in South Carolina, places that serve alcohol, I can carry a gun in there. And businesses or workplaces that prohibit firearms, I just don't have no need to go to them. And I know that that's ridiculous, but, you know, all of those things, that list can get quite long. Now, in his teaching, Colonel Jeff Cooper talked about the combat triad, which is made up of marksmanship, gun handling, and the combat mindset. He showed that the three elements in the form of an equilateral triangle, suggesting that each of these three elements should be understood to be of all equal importance. I'm not going to second guess Jeff Cooper, but I would say this about mindset. Mindset, if you have mindset, I'm not sure that the gun matters. I'm not sure if the gun matters. Especially in today's society. It would be another way of saying that personal defense begins in your head, not in your holster. So the person who sets out to develop a good defensive mindset examines all the elements of personal defense and not just skill with guns. They would study ways to make their home a harder target to combat home invasions. They would sit down with family members and discuss ways to make the family less susceptible to criminal attack and other forms of violence. They would, a critical part of the combat mindset is to develop the skills of awareness and avoidance. The more aware we are of our surroundings, the more likely we are to spot trouble while there is still time to get away from it. That's a hard one to teach nowadays in this culture where everybody stays in their phone. How many of you walk down the street looking at your phone? That is the worst possible time to be looking at your phone. You can't. When you're walking around, it is definitely something that that comes with a, you know, it's a liability to walk around and not pay attention to where you're going. Awareness will help you no matter what part of town you're in and what business or event. It'll help you if you're in a place where you cannot legally carry a gun. It does not mean that you're unable to defend yourself. And being aware is part of that defense. Many less lethal options are perfectly acceptable in those locations. And we need to develop skills to use them effectively too. Pepper spray. A walking cane. Those would both be facing a criminal attack empty-handed. A little training in the martial arts would be very beneficial. And we're all what you should always learn. One of the things you learn in the military is that anything can be a weapon. A brick, a bottle, a rock. Looking around for everyday objects can be used as defensive tools. We are very fortunate that we live in a time when there are so many good training schools and instructors available to teach you these vital self-defense skills. And the whole part of going to training will help you develop that mindset, because then you start getting into the steps. And that's one thing when people ask me about the military, how you do this and how you do that. It's all about getting into the steps, because in the military, when they give you a task to learn, then it, like, clearing a stoppage on a M16 or civilian wise, you know, the AR, slap the magazine, pull back the charging handle, observe the chamber, release the charging handle, tap the forward assist, shoot. Sports. That was the acronym. That was the thing. It was drilled into us. We would do that over and over again. We would learn the steps, right? Going to training gets you into that mindset of just going by the steps. In addition to numerous quality shooting schools, a person can find professional instruction in martial arts. You can find defensive driving classes to avoid carjacking and road rage. You can take a walking cane and go to a, you know, an Asian stick fighter, and he could teach you how to use that as a defensive tool. And when you take it as a whole, the defensive mindset affects your entire life. It shapes how you act and how you dress and how you interact with others. It crafts your conflict resolution skill to be as peaceful as possible. But in the meantime, you have that looming in the background. It crafts, you know, it affects how you see and understand potential danger while there's still time to exercise the most options for avoidance. And it molds your ability to avoid looking like and being an easy target for criminals. And it impacts your ability to better protect your family and your loved ones. So by all means, go out and buy that new defensive handgun. And while you're at it, though, be sure to buy the best defensive ammo available, along with some good gear to carry it. Book a respected defensive shooting school in order to handle your gear in the most effective manner. All of you listening in Michigan, Steve Fisher's schedule has just gone up, and he's got a big schedule for 2019. But don't fail to look at the big picture. It is equally important to develop ways to protect yourself at all times and in every situation. Be conscious what makes a person look like the sort of person that a criminal might choose to avoid. Be conscious of the various things that can make you and your family and your home look like a less desirable target. And wherever you are, be conscious of the objects can be used as informal defensive tools. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.